Let's talk some cricket on the Breakfast Club. Great to have Pete Hanscom with us, Victorian cricketer, Australian cricketer, and these days in the Big Bash, Hobart Hurricanes cricketer. What the hell has happened? Pete, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We're going well, mate. We're going well, although we'd be better if you were playing in Victoria a bit more through the Big Bash season. What's happened, Pete?
Yeah. But I had to make a move, mate. It's unfortunate, but... I've loved my time with the Stars, but it's a good opportunity to get in Hobart, play with a bloody good team, and on a pretty good wicket, on a good ground.
Oh, no, I think from an opportunity perspective for you, I think it's a terrific result. But did I read right yesterday that the Stars didn't offer you a contract? Is that correct?
Yeah, that is true. It is unfortunate, but it's also a little bit of the nature of the game. Obviously, there's a summer cap, and you got to stay within it. And you look at the Stars lineup, and it's impressive. It's really, really impressive. You got your Stoyne, Zampa, Coulton-Oles come across, Darren Madison, Markin's doing an amazing job as well. So. It's hard to fit everyone in, and unfortunately, my contract was up, and there just wasn't any more room.
Now, if I was your manager, which I'm clearly not, but if I was, and I'd like to be, I actually think it's the best thing for you, Pete, because so often over the last couple of years, you just didn't have the opportunities, and you'd be sitting there waiting to bat with about 10 balls to go, or you're having to come out in a situation that really didn't necessarily suit the way you play. I guess this is an opportunity for you to get involved where it actually suits you, as opposed to just staying in Victoria for the sake of it.
Yeah, and that's what that's what my decision was based on as well. Go down to Hobart, hopefully bat in the top four, potentially top three, and get as many balls as possible to showcase what I can do in T20 cricket, and hopefully doing that up the top order, can show selectors as well that I'm still playing well and can improve this game at all times.
Yeah. Oh no. I think it's a good get for Hurricanes. The fact that you're captain of Victoria, does it make it awkward that you've had to move away, or as you said, it's just the nature of the BBL and it's not really an issue at all.
No, I don't think it's an issue anymore. When the BBL started now 10 years ago, you sort of saw like the Renegades and the Stars. Basically just Victorian squad split down the middle and separated, but now you're seeing a lot more people moving to stay for the Big Bash from all over the country. So I think people, you're really starting to see that movement, which is good, and you get guys travelling around, playing with different teams, and you get to see a different side of those guys, which is really nice.
Nice. So what about the Shield season? What do you know about what's happening with the Shield season, Pete?
About as much as you. No. We're tracking along all right. It's looking like, hopefully maybe 5-6 weeks away.
Right.
For us, there's obviously... hurdles to jump through if we're trying to get a hub going. So obviously I think this week could be a big one. I think we're waiting to hear back from the South Australian government to see if everything can happen there and we can get some games before the dash.
Without sort of getting you in trouble, Pete, I think there's a scenario I think we might have talked about on the show where South Australia or Adelaide could actually have three games going concurrently over a 6-week period, which would get paid over half the Shield season done before the Big Bash season, and then we worry about the second half of the season when we need to worry about it.
It's an interesting one because we don't want to worry about over half of the Shield season
for too long, and if we can get as many games done now possible, I think that'd be great, because we don't know what the situation's going to be like next year with everything. You know, it's been quite an extraordinary year this year, so I think if we've got the opportunity to play some games before Big Bash, we should really try and jump at it and see how many we can play.
And just one final one, Pete. Chris Rogers, I know we're really excited that he's the new coach of Victoria. I know you were part of the selection process there, at least at some point, as captain of Victoria. How excited are you to have someone of Chris's calibre, particularly his batting craft, coming to Victoria again as a coach?
Yeah, I was very, very happy when I heard that Bucky's got a coaching role. He's obviously done a lot of work over the last few years. He's actually worked quite a bit with the youngsters at Victoria, the guys that have been up at the academy. So he sort of comes in knowing half the squad already, which is a great leg up for him. But he's great. I mean, he's been in 2 weeks now, he's getting around the boys, getting them thinking about their game and making sure that, you know, they're doing everything possible they can to be the best cricketer that they can.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing how that unfolds from the Shield perspective with Chris Rogers in charge, and seeing how you look in purple, Pete. Looking forward to seeing it all unfold in Big Bash 10 through the summer. Appreciate your time.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.
Good stuff, Pete Hanscom, captain of Victoria, of course, in the Shield. And in the Big Bash, will now be wearing purple with the Hobart Hurricanes. Good-sized venue for him to be hitting sixes over mid-wicket. He can do that.
Yeah, it's...